Two announcements that I have are newsletters are at the back of the church, I believe. I don't see them back there. Are they? I'll check and see. You may have received your newsletter via email if we have your email address. If not, yours is at the back. Please, please, please pick yours up so we don't have to mail it. There is a lot of really good stuff in the newsletter, as always. A couple of articles that people have written and included about how they have lived out their faith and things that have happened in their own lives. So please pick that up. A big thank you to Kathy. She does a great job of pulling that together three or four times a year. We get her all the information. She brings it back all formatted, and that's actually really quite nice to have. So read it. And again, don't just read it, pray it, because that's the written or on the screen piece of who we are as a people of faith in this place. A reminder of the Candlelight Eucharist on Wednesday evening, the opportunity to come together as a Lenten rhythm or discipline, to enter very quietly and meditatively into this season of Lent as we prepare for Good Friday and Easter. So our closing song this morning is Jesus in the Morning.